Blog Talk Radio.
Thought I programmed the correct intro music, but that's okay. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this special edition once again of the 40 Teams Fire American Soccer Show. The United States, unfortunately, losing to Germany by a final of 0-1. But boy, oh boy, it's unbelievable what we have seen here as the Portuguese. Shades of 2002, except that when you needed a result against Portugal back in South Korea, amazingly, the Portuguese, they return the favor, so to speak, and they get a result for the United States by defeating Ghana by a final of 2-1. And right off the bat here, it's just been unbelievable what's been going on, what's been the situation, and the USA comes out of it. I know I got a caller right now on the line at 717-756. Go ahead, sir, your name and where you're from.
Hey, guys, John calling back. I called a few days ago.
Oh, John! Hey, John, thank you for the phone call. John, what's on your mind? An amazing day.
Guys, I'm going to be devil's advocate. I'm not here in front of the TV celebrating because we're going to the next round. What I've seen over these three games is a Ghana game, which the USA was dominated, the second game against Portugal, which the USA blew the game, and then today's game where they backed in to the knockout round by another outcome in a different game. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm happy to see them advance. But in the United States, we're all about winning, advancing. If they go ahead and lose this next game, it's not a successful tournament, in my opinion, the way this is played out. They have to win a game or two for me to consider successful.
Well, I can understand that, John. And you know what? Obviously, winning is the name of the game, but that's why they have these scenarios, and that's why they had this set up ever since 1982. In that final group stage game between Austria and West Germany, and Algeria felt slighted, so that's why they had to make that switch after the 82 World Cup. No, but I understand where you're coming from. I understand what you're saying. They have to go into this next game against either Algeria or Belgium, depending on who's going to win the group and who will finish second. Many believe Belgium will win the group, so the U.S. will be playing Belgium. And I have to agree to a certain point because you are right. They probably should have won this game to get to do it on their own merits. But once again, the situation is that the United States advanced with the help from Portugal. Portugal helped the U.S. by taking out Ghana, the biggest boogeyman that the our national team has faced. But still, you know, results are results, and the USA do go ahead.
I want to talk about the big picture for United soccer in the United States.
Go ahead.
You know, obviously, a lot of people are watching the World Cup, probably more than ever here in the United States. The problem is the World Cup is once every 4 years. If the United States comes out and loses this next game, I don't think it gives soccer any momentum. It just kind of stagnates. I mean, the U.S. really has to make they have to do something special here. They got to get to the semifinals. You just can't, you know, kind of back into the knockout round, lose to Belgium, and then now, you know, consider success, you know, in progression for USA soccer. Now, that's just my opinion. I kind of like yours.
Well, to be honest, this is the hope. The hope is that everything is finally caught on. That this country is following the sport, and they are following the sport. But obviously, you are correct. We have to hope that this catches on, not just for the national team, but within Major League Soccer, within the NASL and the USL Pro League, all these, all of our leagues that need to catch on to this. They have to try and do a better job to make this exciting and to make sure that everything catches on within every single soccer-specific stadium or borrowing an NFL stadium or college football stadium to make it a lot better. No, you're absolutely right, because it has to continue on, not just once every 4 years, but every other year that it's not a World Cup. It has to continue on, and it has to progress the right way, and you're absolutely right, John. Thank you for the phone call.
My last comment, and it's a question for you.
Sure.
It looks like the United States is going to play Belgium. I want a prediction from you in the game, and I'll hang up, and I appreciate your time.
No problem. I appreciate your time. Well, John, I have to say that if the United States has a better first half than Belgium, because so far we haven't seen Belgium dominate a match when you have your starting 11 out there. We have not seen Belgium dominate a match, even though they've gotten results. They have not dominated a match from the start of the game. Mark Wilmots has made very clever substitutions. He has done a good job getting results late in the matches, especially in the second half. If the United States, if they do play Belgium, and we still have to wait till 4 o'clock this afternoon and obviously 6 o'clock tonight for the final results, but if Belgium does not score a goal in the first half and they have to wait for a final moment of brilliance in the second half or towards the end of regulation against the United States, if Belgium does face them, I think the United States needs to have a better first half. I think they have to go out there. They have to pressure them, attack them, and maybe it is time to have maybe Aaron Johansson out there paired up with Clint Dempsey. So far for Klinsmann, it's worked well. So far for Klinsmann, it's done a great job. And the USA, at the end of the day, is out of the group. That is what we were looking for. The United States is out of Group G. This so-called group of death, going home is Ghana for the first time in the 3 consecutive World Cups. And also Portugal goes home, probably one of the more inconsistent national teams with great players. And unfortunately, they're going home. While that's great news for the United States, obviously the Germans win the group. They win it by a final of a goal to nil. A second-half goal by Thomas Müller. You knew you couldn't survive it when you have a situation of, okay, Tim Howard makes a great save on that first attempt, but it went all the way back outside the area to Thomas Müller, and Müller punishes the U.S., no doubt about it. But you got to say, though, the United States, they held on. There was some hope. They got some help. Obviously, when Ghana equalized, there was a draw. Still some help for the U.S., not a lot, but once again, the United States, they come up big, they come up strong. My goodness, big, big, big result. And you have to say it's a big result for the United States as Portugal gives them the helping hand, winning by a final of 2-1. And the guy that equalized on the cross is the guy who puts the U.S. into qualification, Cristiano Ronaldo. And now I bet you every single soccer shop is going to have to buy a USA shirt that will say number 7 and it will say Ronaldo on the top instead of DeMarcus Beasley. But my goodness, this was a game where, you know, once again, Michael Bradley just did not look like himself. Michael Bradley just did not look like he can play in this game. Now, I'm not saying it's the heat. Was there some fatigue as a factor? Probably so. I'm not going to say it's the heat because it rained all day. But once again, I think the field, you know, it's the rainy season in Brazil, and to me, it looks like the field might have hampered his ability to pass the ball maybe. Who knows? I would say maybe a little fatigue as well. I don't believe it was the heat. I don't believe it was the rain. But, you know, a lot of people, they're wondering about this sort of stuff. And you know what? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know, Michael Bradley depending on who they face out of Group H, and it could be Algeria, or it could be Belgium. We'll find out because if Algeria wins the group, they want revenge for losing that group stage game against the U.S., against Donovan. And you know what? It's just a situation where it's just an unbelievable feeling. Carter Krishnire will be joining me soon here on the Four Seasons Fire American Soccer Show as we, once again, FIFA World Cup. This is the day 15, part one, Group G review. The United States, for the first time in their history, the United States of America in the FIFA World Cup will be advancing to the second round and in consecutive World Cups. They did so in South Africa 2010 as they lost to Ghana in the second round. They do so here even though they lose to Germany. Portugal stamps their ticket to go to the second round. What an unbelievable feeling that is. And who remembers back in 2002 at South Korea in that group with Portugal and Poland, and one half of the host country, South Korea, the United States defeating Portugal by a final of 3-2 in the first group match. Clint Mathis gets the first goal against South Korea, but the South Koreans equalize late in the second half to make it 1-1. Poland, who had nothing to play for except upsetting the U.S., blitzed the U.S. by beating them 3-1. And then it was South Korea that defeated Portugal because the U.S. needed Portugal to lose. And that, my friends, that was the reason why the U.S. went ahead to defeat Mexico in the round of 16 and unfortunately losing to Germany by a final of 0-0, where I still claim the USA should have had a penalty opportunity that was given away by Hugh Dallas, who did not call for the handball against Germany. And you know what? At the moment, right now, the United States waiting for their Group H winner, whether it be Algeria or Belgium. Many are going to say Belgium. We'll see what happens, obviously. But this has been an exciting World Cup. It has been an interesting World Cup. And you know what? It's just one of those things where you have to say once again that the United States determined to get out of this group, and they have done that. They have done so. You know, here is, officially on the record here for the United States, losing to Germany in the group stage back in Paris in 1998. In France, they lost by a final of 2-0. In the 2002 quarterfinal, they lose to Germany by a final of 0-0. And once again, it's a loss against Germany here in the group stage by 0-0. But now the big question is this. Do they face Algeria or do they face Belgium? Now, here's the situation with history on the USA side here, if you'd like. Because telling you right now, it's been a long, long time since the United States has faced Belgium. It was back in the first World Cup in 1930 against Uruguay. Belgium was in the same group with the U.S. and Paraguay, and the USA defeated Belgium by a final of 3-0 back in the first World Cup in 1930. The last time the U.S. faced Algeria in the World Cup, not so far away, 4 years ago, in South Africa in the final group stage game. Of course, Landon Donovan on that big rebound shot that beat the keeper, and that had Ian Dark going bananas on the broadcast. So there is some history with both sides. Obviously, Belgium, it's been a long, long time ago, but once again, the United States has an opportunity to face either Algeria or Belgium in the second round of the World Cup, and it should be exciting. It should be a lot of fun. Hopefully, we will see what will happen here. as both the United States and Germany will await their opponent to take them on in the second round of the FIFA World Cup. Let me just say this right now. You know, Taylor Twellman admitted on the broadcast on ESPN he thought the U.S. was going to get eliminated in the group stage. Alexei Lalas, he thought the U.S. was going to get eliminated in the group stage. And let me just say this. I'm not a naysayer when it comes to the World Cup, because I'll tell you why. While we do believe in our team, you know, American fans believe in our national team, sometimes you have to take this World Cup or any World Cup with a grain of salt, because the situation is this. It's not about, from my point of view or from Carter Kushner's point of view or, you know, anyone else's point of view, of being negative. It's not about being negative. The hope is we want to see the boys succeed. The hope is we want to see the boys do well. And the hope is that we want to see the boys do a great job. But you know what? There are other countries that have done this in a longer period of time. But as of right now, the United States are advancing, and they're waiting for their opponent. And I have a caller on the Skype line. Please go ahead, sir or ma'am. What is your question?
I think this is John Chapman calling.
Ah!
Your bell.
Wonderful. Wonderful. The test works. This is brilliant. The test works. That's wonderful. John Chapman from World Soccer Magazine is here. Obviously, he has a match to watch later on today, late night in European time in Brussels. John, it is up to Belgium. If we can get a quick preview here, obviously. Belgium is going to face, I believe, Algeria now. What does Belgium need to do to make sure they win their group, to win the top of the group position?
No, Belgium are playing South Korea.
Oh, I apologize. My bad.
That's okay. Belgium, South Korea, and Algeria are playing Russia. If Belgium avoids defeat, then they top the group. But if they lose and Algeria beat Russia, then Algeria will top the group. So, fingers crossed for Belgium. There's been a sort of semi-official announcement that Wilmots has made 8 changes to the team that played the last game.
Wow.
With Adnan Yanagash coming in, Kevin Morales coming in, another 6 players coming in. Big changes. If that's true, then it should be an interesting evening.
It really should be. That's really, really interesting to hear, John, that Wilmots is making radical changes in this final group stage match. I mean, I don't want to make it sound like he's overconfident, but boy, I'll tell you, if he thinks that he has a good shot here of easily getting a victory or any form of a result, Belgium should be able to top the group officially after tonight.
Yeah, as I say, it's not official yet, but a lot of the Belgian medias have announced the team, and it shows a lot of changes. No Lukaku, no Origi, Kevin Morales playing as top striker. So a lot of changes. But Wilmots is not the kind of guy to take a match lightly. You know, whoever he turns out, they'll play 100%.
Yep, absolutely, John. I agree with you. But watching USA-Germany, what in that performance, you know, as you saw the USA, I would say defending well against the Germans. I don't think the communication was spot on for them today, but what of this U.S. team that makes you weary if they do face Belgium at the end of the night tonight?
Sorry, what's the question?
The question is, even though the USA played very well defensively, their communication was very poor. But what worries you about the U.S. if Belgium does face the U.S.?
Well, to me, the U.S. seemed strong defensively. Yeah, they seem to be able to defend well. They don't concede that many goals. I think that would be my main worry. You know, Belgium's, are they capable of breaking down the U.S. team? I don't know. That would be my main worry. I don't think your striking power is not great, is it?
At the moment, no. But Michael Bradley, who knows? Hopefully he'll find form when we get to Tuesday for that second-round matchup. But if Michael Bradley is switched on, John, Belgium could be in trouble.
Yep. Well, I agree with that. But first of all, if Belgium are going to beat South Korea, and if they don't, then we're talking a whole other ball game.
Absolutely. It could be a different ball game as well. Isn't it weird that, you know, how World Cups work here, John? Because the last time the U.S. faced Belgium in a World Cup was the original in 1930 over in Uruguay. And even though there's no comparisons from then up to now, obviously, but isn't it funny how you have these matchups, these potential matchups happening when you haven't faced an opposition since 1930?
Yeah, it's a great competition, the World Cup, isn't it? Bringing together countries which are so different, and sort of football unites them. I mean, the size of America and the size of Belgium, you know, with 10 million people. Yeah, here we are talking about that as a, you know, a great game.
Yep, absolutely, John. Absolutely. Well, John, I'm glad the test worked, and hope to have you back on later tonight. After Belgium faces South Korea. I thank you so much for the test. I'm glad it works, and hope to have you back on later tonight.
Yeah, let's talk later, then we'll know exactly what we're talking about.
Absolutely. Have a good evening, John, and good luck with Belgium.
Talk later. Take care.
Later, bye-bye. And once again, that's John Chapman, who covers Belgium for World Soccer Magazine. Very, very honored to have him on the show, and I'm very glad he's able to get his Skype to work to call in. A quick little preview, obviously, of what's going to happen later around 4 o'clock Eastern time is the match. 6 o'clock tonight Eastern, 3 o'clock Pacific, if you want to be a part of the final group stage review show, which will be Group H, as once again the United States advance into the second round, losing to Germany by final of a goal to nil, but Portugal defeating Ghana in the tiebreaker scenario by a final of 2-1. So Ghana officially eliminated, or as they say in the trade in baseball, when you get on base through a broken bat, it died a hero. And that's what Portugal did. It died a hero's death in the eyes of American soccer fans all across the country, wherever they're stationed along the world, over in Brazil. The United States has qualified for the second round, and now all the USA needs is to find out what's going to happen with with the Group H matchups. It's going to be absolutely brilliant. It's going to be exciting. Waiting for Kartik Krishnayer to join me to talk about this. Hopefully we'll have Eric Krakauer from Soccerly and Football.com about Portugal, how they performed in this matchup. And if you want to talk about Cristiano Ronaldo, obviously, then for Real Madrid, they are the happiest club in world football right now, because Ronaldo will not progress with Portugal to the next round. He will be getting a rest. That tendonitis in the knee issue will now officially be rested. Obviously, it's a major disappointment for Portugal once again for not getting out of the group. And for Portugal, I guess the big question is, what do they need to go deep into a World Cup? Because to be truthful, Portugal is always one of those nations in Europe that always does well in qualifying for the World Cup, in qualification matches, for even for the European Championships. And you just wonder what the situation needs to happen, or how it needs to happen for them to move into a deep run to get into the final of a FIFA World Cup title. We'll have to wait and see what's going to happen. But obviously, this is the situation that's in front of us with the United States. For the first time, once again, official confirmation, for the first time for the United States of America, they have qualified out of the group stage into the second round, into the knockout rounds, in two consecutive World Cups for the very first time in their history. This has been an unbelievable situation for the U.S. Once again, confirmation from the Group G standings. Germany finishes top of the group with 7 points. The United States finishes second place with 4 points and an even differential. Portugal finishes in third with 4 points, but has a -3 in the differential. And Ghana, right now, dead last with a point, with a -2 on the differential. So there you have it, there and then. It's been an unbelievable World Cup so far. It's been exciting. It's been brilliant. It's been fantastic. I mean, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm watching the matches. I'm watching everything that's happening. And you have to say right now that for the United States, job has been done. Technically, if you want to say technically, mission accomplished. They got out of the group. You wish they would have scored a goal at least against Germany. The communication end of it in this matchup, unfortunately, was very poor. It was very, very poor because you could see them making these runs. You can see them making these attacking runs. And you felt that they just, you know, when you make that nice final pass, that there'll be a shot attempt coming. And unfortunately, that did not happen. Communication a little bit lacking with the final ball because either it was, I mean, it's just either it was a missed pass or it was a bad attempt, or it was basically another American player just leaving the section of the field where you thought he was going to accept the pass, but unfortunately went a little bit more to the right or a little bit more to the left. We don't know what was going on, obviously. But once again, with Germany, you can't give them any second chances because they'll bury them. And that's what happened with Mueller, buried him. Even with Klose subbing into the second half of the match, that made Germany doubly dangerous. Obviously, the entire German team is dangerous. The USA did very well defensively. You cannot take that away from them. They did very well defensively. The problem, unfortunately, was this. The problem was that when you had Miroslav Klose coming in, either you worry about a rover first in Mueller, who can score anywhere on the field, anywhere in the area or outside of it, and then you have to worry about a poacher like Miroslav Klose. And, you know, that's something, you know, the USA, they try to do as best as they could not do so. And you have to say that it is an absolutely tough, tall task, a tall order to handle. Because the United States, I mean, if you're not watching your front door, you got to watch the back door. And even if you have the back door covered, the front door is wide open, and that's what Mueller did. Klose mentally disrupts the U.S., not all the way, but it was just enough for Thomas Mueller to convert a chance in the second half, and that would be it for the United States losing the match by a goal to nil. But once again, qualifying out of the group, and think about this now. If you are President Jeffrey Webb, if you are the president of this confederation of CONCACAF, the United States joins Mexico and Costa Rica into the second round of this World Cup tournament. The success of CONCACAF has now become complete. Honduras sadly failed. Honduras sadly did not do the job that they should have done. because we all know how good Honduras really is. The problem with Honduras, it must be a mental thing when they get to the World Cup. We don't know. But obviously, this is a situation where the United States joins Mexico, joins Costa Rica, the CONCACAF trifecta. We'll have to wait and see what's going on. We'll have to wait and see how it is. But you know what? It's just one of those things where, hey, the United States has done a great job right now with what's going on, with how they got out of this group. Let me say this right now. And of course, my first caller, John, calling and saying it's not a true success. You know what? Say this. In a certain ways, it was a success. Granted, the U.S. didn't do it by their own hand, which you would have loved to have seen, and obviously I would have loved to have seen it too, but at the same time, you don't ignore, you know, a gift horse in the mouth. You don't ignore that, because I'm telling you right now, that's a situation where you have to say that the United States needed a result to get out of it. Has the country become fans of soccer? I believe so. Translate into MLS every single year. That's the real hope, to be honest. But at the same time, I think MLS now has to do a lot more promoting and a lot more helping than what they're normally doing, because you're not trying to get the fringe. You're not trying to get the people you already have. You're trying to get the ones that are just not bothering with MLS, and they need to definitely go on and think about what is, you know, what they need to do now to strategize to add on to this victory. Do the U.S. need to go on a good run here in the knockout stages? You better believe it. Do I think, though, they have to at least make it to the semifinals for this to be a true success? I think right now it is a success, in my opinion. I think it really is a success, and I really believe for the U.S. right now it's going well. I truly believe it. Obviously, this loss hurts to Germany, because you would love to see them at least get a goal. Did not happen, but obviously it's a situation where you would like to see them do well. And once again, just gotta go and get a result. Gotta go and get a result. Gotta do it. Gotta do it. Gotta get a result now in your next group game. Excuse me, not your next group game, but now your first knockout, opportunity here, whether it be Belgium or Algeria. And for those of you curious, those of you wondering what the situation is right now in Group H, here is how it's all set up right now. Belgium is right now 2 wins. They have 6 points. Algeria in second place with 3 points. Russia with a point. Korea Republic, South Korea with a point. And right now, if Russia gets the win, nothing happens. Probably go to second place. Algeria wins, then they'll go ahead. Belgium needs a draw to advance. That's all they really need. And you know what? That's the situation we're in. And once again, the matches for these Group H games, boy, oh boy, oh boy, it's crazy. South Korea takes on Belgium. Algeria takes on Russia. So if Russia defeats Algeria, Algeria is eliminated, and Russia will advance to the second round. Algeria beats Russia and Belgium loses, Belgium will be the second place finisher. Algeria will be the group winner. Korea, really, you know, whatever happens with Korea, it doesn't really matter. But still, though, this has been an unbelievable time, an unbelievable moment. My goodness, what a ride. What a ride. Now, let me talk about myself here again, because I don't think I ever mentioned this. Did I say, or did I ever say that I don't think the USA was going to get out of the group? I truly believe that I did not say anything like it, because I'll tell you why. Because while I felt this was a tough task for the United States to play against a team that's been a pain in the rear end in Ghana, Portugal, you know they're still going to be a tough opponent, but mentally you don't know where they were or how they were going to fare. The Germans are always going to be the Germans. I'll be honest with you. I knew it was a tough group. I knew it was going to be difficult. I knew that there were going to be problems with the U.S. if they were going to face Portugal or Germany. But I never felt that they could not succeed. I felt they could succeed. I truly felt they could succeed and get out of the group. Because why? Because I do have the belief in the American player. I have a belief in the American people. I'm an American. We're all Americans listening to the show, if you are an American. I always believed that the United States has an opportunity to go out on the field and prove to every single football, soccer supporter from within the country that we can do it. But you have to understand, while we are improving as a nation in this game, we have to understand that these other countries have been doing it for a lot longer than we have on the international stage. And now we're doing it. Qualifying for the second round in two consecutive World Cups is a major step in the right direction. I understand I keep saying more needs to be done, slow steps, you know, easy, small steps, you know, all that sort of stuff. But now, when is it time as a, you know, when is it time for us to start going quicker, to start making faster progress? And I think Jurgen Klinsmann has done this. Bruce Arena got it all started to qualify for the World Cup in both South Korea and Japan. Unfortunately, well, not really unfortunately, Bob Bradley did a great job. Unfortunately, the way that he was let go was not the ideal thing. But Jurgen Klinsmann has taken this program into the next level, and he needs to be commended for that. He needs to be commended and congratulated right now for getting the USA out of the group, and now we await the Group H matches later on today. I am very proud, and I am very happy, and I'm very honored to be an American soccer fan. I'm very proud of the boys right now. And it's time for everyone from within the country, even if you are a hater, it's time for you to become a follower, because the boys are really doing a great job. More needs to be done, obviously, but the truth is that everything has to happen and everything needs to happen the right way. But still, though, great job by the boys. Great job by Jurgen Klinsmann and U.S. Soccer. They did a fantastic job of getting out of the group. Congratulations again. It's been wonderful. We've got some time left here as we extended the coverage here from half to 45. Ann Coulter obviously made some comments about hating or not liking soccer, and sadly, she had to mix in some politics for the reasons of why We're seeing more immigrants, sorry, illegal immigrants coming over, affecting the voting and all that other stuff. Now, let me just say this. My politics, obviously, are probably different from other people. And my politics right now are about the World Cup and how the USA fares in it. Fortunately for Ms. Coulter, what she has done is going the dinosaur way of covering soccer or being the next writer who's famous, whether it's in a sports section, a political section, or on a website, or being on these news shows. She has failed, in my opinion. She has failed to draw the bigger picture here, because this is not about bringing in immigrants or illegal immigrants into the United States just to affect the vote because they like soccer. This is not about hating on a sport which, you know, the country has already changed their minds, or they've already have said what they feel. First of all, let me just say that this is not the time for this. Unfortunately, these dinosaurs like to make it the time because they don't want you to believe in it. They feel it's a European sport. It's not worth your time. Leave it alone. There's nothing to see here. And that's where it's wrong, because now we want to be a part of the world. We want to be these fans, these people that wants to finally be the first nation in the Confederation of CONCACAF to win a World Cup outside of Europe and South America. And as of right now, Ms. Coulter has made a serious mistake, because what she does not know, and what some of these dinosaurs on that side of the political aisle doesn't know, is that there are those who are conservative and on the right that are soccer fans. There are those on the right side of the aisle on their political beliefs that do love the game of soccer. This is not a Democrat-Republican issue. This is not a liberal-conservative issue. This is not an extreme left versus an extreme right issue. This is a American issue, an American issue, because all of us love this game. And for Ann Coulter to go there is a big no-no and a big disgrace, not just to herself, for her trying to be the next one to write a negative piece on soccer. If I was able to meet Miss Ann Coulter on the street, I would go up to her and say, I believe you are a talented writer. I understand what you believe in, and I respect in what you believe in. But unfortunately, Miss Coulter, I have to tell you, your last article about soccer and mixing it in with politics is the wrong way to go, and I am upset with you, and I am disgusted with you, and I believe that you deserve the biggest tongue-lashing that you've ever gotten, because you should know this is now an American thing. Soccer is now American. Understand it, deal with it, and don't bother us ever again. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to this Group G Review show. We're here on the 46 Fire American Soccer Show. World Cup continues later on at 4 o'clock Eastern. South Korea against Belgium, Algeria versus Russia. Big games to determine the opponents for both Germany and the United States. Thanks to Mr. John Chapman, who called in earlier. Carter Krishnayer is probably busy at the moment getting drunk, but I don't think that's possible. My name is Daniel Feuerstein. Join me again later on today, as Mr. John Chapman will be joining us again to review Belgium against South Korea. Enjoy your football. United States, once again, moving on to the second round of the FIFA World Cup on a loss of a goal to nil by Germany, but Portugal stamps the ticket, defeating Ghana 2-1. Talk to you later tonight, folks.